LS 107.5 in the class by itself. This guy is kind of hyper, LL Cool J. Question number one, how did you get started?
Yeah, well, you know, when I was about 9 years old, you know what I'm saying, I started rhyming, you know, the rap wave had came on, and I started rocking things, and then...
Who did you used to listen to?
I used to like Grandmaster Flash, The Furious Five, Sugar Hill Gang, The Fearless Four, and The Treacherous Three. Those are my inspiration, you know what I'm saying?
So you started listening to them, and then what happened?
And then, you know, I kept going and writing my own rhymes, and I evolved. Then my grandfather, when I was 11, he bought me $2,000 worth of DJ equipment at 11 years old.
All right.
So I started DJing. I was rapping at the same time. I formed a few crews, you know, started kicking and sent a few tapes around, and here I am on BLS.
All right. So, After, I know it didn't happen quite that fast.
Nah.
Excuse me, but you were just telling me that you attended Andrew Jackson High School.
Yeah, I attended AJ, you know what I'm saying, for a while. Then I stepped off and I got a tutor now.
Oh, seems like everybody got these tutors. Boy, y'all must be making some money, man.
Yeah, I'm doing it all.
I should have been a rapper, booker. Radio DJ, man, I'm telling you. Overworked and underpaid. But anyway, tell me about the movie. Of your experiences with the movie. How'd you like everybody?
Crush crew, Sheila E's wonderful, you know what I'm saying? Right now, my favorite group is Run DMC. You know, my brothers from Hollis, I like them. And I think everybody was cool. Fat Boys are some funny brothers, you know what I'm saying? Sam was up there, he's cool in the gang too. So everybody was like one big family making Crush crews, you know what I'm saying?
Was it different from what you expected? Like,
yeah.
You know, the set and everything, was it? Did you think it was going to be like that?
Well, you know, when you make a movie, right? When you see a movie, before you make a movie, everything looks real. Then when you get in, it's like a plastic world, you know what I'm saying? Everything that you thought was, it's just set up, you know what I'm saying? It's wild, but it was that.
Did you think it was going to come out like that?
Well, my part, I ain't think, you know, that so many people was going to take to it when I said box. You know, niggas was bugging, partying, you know what I'm saying? But they was illing on that, but it was all right, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, tell me about your new record. Good thing this is a black-owned radio station, you know, but tell me about your new record.
My new record. Well, I got an album that just came out with 10 records on it called Radio. And the first single is I Can't Live Without My Radio, you know what I'm saying? It's on Columbia and Def Jam.
All right, from the Motion Picture Crush group, let's check it out. He can't live without his radio. Neither can I. It's Mr. Magic with the Rap Attack. Molly Marl got the gloves on. Check it out, y'all, on WBLS 107.5 in the cloud by itself.
My radio, believe me, I like it loud. I'm the man with the box that can rock the crowd. Walking down the street.